This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. A three-point heave off a loose ball by San Antonio Burbank's Eli Garcia dropped in at the buzzer, sending the Navarro Panthers to their first loss of the season in a 58-55 Bulldogs victory on Tuesday night in Geronimo. Burbank controlled the game through the first two and a half quarters, building a commanding 44-26 advantage at the midway point of the third. The Panthers mounted a furious comeback over the next 10 minutes, outscoring the Bulldogs 26-7. Navarro sophomore Weston Shields drilled a corner three to give the Panthers a 52-51 lead with 2:40 remaining. With Navarro trailing 55-52, junior Bailey Burgess hit a three-pointer from the left wing to tie the game with 12 seconds left. The Bulldogs brought the ball down court and nearly turned it over, but a deflection landed in the hands of Garcia, who launched a shot from 25 feet on the left side just before the horn sounded to win the game. Navarro was led by Burgess, who finished with 13 points. Shields contributed 12. Junior Samuel Ibumba also reached double figures with 10 points. Panther senior Alvout Bates fueled the third quarter comeback with several key offensive rebounds that kept Navarro possessions alive. Panther head coach Jared Tyler talked about Bates and his team following the game.
That's what they're capable of, and that's what I told them at halftime. I said, we're not doing what I know we can do and what they've shown me they can do up to this point. Alvon's been a big addition to the team for sure, and he's capable of going to get. I think he ended by our charts with 8 rebounds and 5 offensive there in the second half, and you know, but nothing early, nothing before that in the first half. So you know, our slow start is kind of what doomed us, but Alvon stepped up there late, made some big plays. Weston's been solid for us. We've got the pieces there, but we've got to start putting together consistently.
Navarro falls to 3-1 on the season. The Panthers will next play in the LaGrange tournament starting Thursday. In other action on Tuesday night, the Navarro running Lady Panthers fell 63-46 at Austin Liberal Arts and Science Academy. Navarro will next host the Panther Classic Girls Basketball Tournament on Thursday. The Marion Bulldog boys cruised past Poth 69-39. Marion will compete in the George West Basketball Tournament, which begins Thursday. The Marion girls dropped a 66-46 decision at Somerset. The Lady Bulldogs will compete in the Carn City Tournament starting Thursday. The Seguin Lady Matadors were edged 52-50 at New Braunfels Long Creek. The Lady Mats will next host Stockdale on Friday. The Seguin boys fell 65-54 at New Braunfels Canyon. Senior Tavian Miles led Seguin with 13 points in the loss. The Mats will host the Matador Classic Boys Basketball Tournament starting on Thursday. And the Lifegate Falcon boys defeated San Antonio Southwest Prep Northwest 70-50 on the road on Tuesday evening. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at Seguin Chevrolet. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.